This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. intelligence agencies are gearing up for yet another round of reforms. The White House yesterday announced it has accepted 70 of the 74 changes suggested by a presidential commission. Among them is restructuring the CIA and the FBI and creating a new center to help prevent the spread of unconventional weapons. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
This latest round of restructuring comes courtesy of the Silberman-Robb Commission, a special presidential panel on intelligence and weapons of mass destruction. 3 months ago, it delivered a brutal critique of U.S. spy agencies and a lot of ideas for how to fix them. Among the dozens of recommendations the White House has decided to act on, four stand out. Here's a rundown. First, the president has approved the creation of a National Counterproliferation Center. This would be a small shop, fewer than 100 people, charged with coordinating intelligence on unconventional weapons. Second, and related, U.S. authorities will gain new powers to freeze the assets of companies believed to be helping Iran, North Korea, and Syria pursue weapons of mass destruction. Here's Frances Townsend, briefing reporters yesterday at the White House.
This really is intended to take what we found to be a very effective tool against terrorism targets in terms of blocking and freezing of assets and expand that to counterproliferation targets.
Townsend is President Bush's Homeland Security Advisor. She led the review of the proposed changes. She says number three on the list of big changes involves the FBI and moving counterterrorism and intelligence operations into a single new unit.
The establishment, if you will, of a service within a service, that is a national security service that pulls together the FBI's intelligence capabilities, including counterintelligence and counterterrorism.
The fourth major reform has to do with human intelligence, that is, basic spying as opposed to electronic and satellite intelligence. A new position will be created at the CIA to oversee all human intelligence, the CIA's, as well as work done at the FBI, the Defense Department, and elsewhere. CIA veterans we reached expressed relief that the agency will retain control over spy operations. The CIA has lost some clout in the recent intelligence overhauls. But Richard Kerr, the number two official at the CIA in the early 90s, says on balance he's not a fan of creating yet another new position.
I think adding another layer does not necessarily solve the problem. It adds more bureaucracy and sounds good, but I guess putting people in between the operators and in between the people who actually do the real serious work in another bureaucratic layer, I think is something you should be done with great care.
In fact, if you think about it, almost all these reforms involve adding another layer, another person, another center. And so far, none of the existing intelligence offices are being phased out. That's leading some critics to warn of bureaucratic bloat. General Michael Hayden, the Deputy Director of National Intelligence, concedes it's a concern. But he argues more bodies doesn't necessarily equal more waste.
I think most of the things we've described here are new, and they may be new structures, but I haven't thrown many new resources at them. All right, I haven't said we're going to add 500 more people to go do this. It's taking known pieces and perhaps putting them together in a more efficient way.
Presiding over all the reshuffling is Hayden's boss, Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte, now the nation's top-ranking intelligence official. He's been in the job just over 2 months, and there have been persistent questions about his ability to prevail in turf battles with defense and intelligence officials set in their ways. Yesterday, Frances Townsend said these latest changes will enhance Negroponte's influence, not least by giving him explicit authority over the FBI's intelligence operations.
If there was any doubt in anybody's mind about what the DNI's authority is and whether or not the president was going to empower the DNI, that question shouldn't remain today.
Townsend also suggested that Negroponte's work is just beginning. It's been a privilege to lead the review, she told reporters, but now, she added, this becomes his responsibility to implement it. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.